lonesome road, find my fate or victory. God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when. Your love fades just like a rose. I could never come back if you were gone. My love for you, nobody knows. Going down this lonesome road, find my fate or victory. Our God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't.
Hey folks, I hate to interrupt, but you know, it's more Bill Vernon style to come on and, you know, say something between the
there you go.
Between the last song and the encore. Right. Tony Rice and Norman Blake live at the prison. Just be to have his hand right here. But I forgot to tell you something really important, and that is after they get through here, Tony's going to head on north to Gettysburg, I believe, to the festival up at Gettysburg. There's a bluegrass festival up there. I hope it doesn't rain on you this weekend. And Norman, we were able to hook Norman up with a date on Saturday night down in Lexington, Virginia, at a really neat little place called The Ruse, R-U-S-E. It's a new place, and it's kind of like a miniature prism. Seats about half as many people as we have here. So they're going to, you know, kind of pack them in down there. Mm-hmm. And Norman's going to be playing solo down there at The Ruse on Saturday night, the 15th. It's just about an hour south of here down in Lexington. He has a brand new solo CD out, and just all by himself, you know, and it's called Chattanooga Sugar Babe. Again,
well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, Fred. It's been out quite a while.
They told me it was brand new.
But let me say this. Not to interrupt you there or anything, but while you're talking about CDs and saying that one, you know, that one is, like I say, it's been out a while, but I do have two coming out very, very soon. There's one on the Western Jubilee Recording Corporation, which is a Shawnee affiliate, also Scott O'Malley and them, with a fine guitar player, Rich O'Brien, and myself have an album called Be Ready Boys that's coming out most any time right now. And then there's another Norman Blake record about 4 months down the road then on Shawnee called Far Away Down on the Georgia Farm is the name of it. And then they're re-releasing one of my old records on, I believe, on the Fantasy label, Live at McCabe's, coming out.
That's a good record.
He's
an amazing guitar player.
He is a great guitar player.
He's from
Dallas,
West,
yeah.
From Dallas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cowboy, one of the great cowboy style
guitar
players.
Yeah, really a good
guitar
player, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe y'all even do a tour maybe together or something when that season.
I suppose it's possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rich O'Brien. Hey, no relation to Tim, but he's really good. And you guys, thanks for coming out. And I believe the tickets are 12 in advance at The Ruse. I don't know what they are at the door, but it'll start at 8 o'clock. And we won't have a show here that night. I'm going to be heading down there and take a couple of these Earthworks mics with us down there so that we can mic all
them.
What
these
again.
Are?
They're all natural Earthworks, nothing artificial added. All right, welcome
back. No technology
back again.
Tomorrow, the ecology.
Mr. There. Blake, Mr. Rice.
We'll do something we're heading down. Let's see. Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that. Do one more of my tunes here called Blake's Railroad Blues. We'll do that one for you. This one's in a book, too, that's been also put out by the Mel Bay people. They put out a book about that big. I'm starting to feel old. It's called the Norman Blake Anthology. And, so this one's in there.